Arcade Fire at 3 a.m., or maybe the fact that you're just one stop too far from Urban Outfitters on the L train has got you down in the dumps. Face it, it might be time to move. If you're looking for a sweet, no-fee apartment in Bushwick, Williamsburg, Ridgewood, Bed-Stuy, or Crown Heights, you need to call Tom at BK Diggs Stat. Specializing in finding digs for hipsters, Tom will hook you up with the perfect pad for your lifestyle. There's never a broker's fee, and many units require just first month's rent and security to move in.
Hello, this is Matt Fraser from American Horror Story Freak Show. I play Paul the Illustrated Seal, and you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Sometimes, Dolores, sometimes you have to be a high-riding bitch to survive. Sometimes being a bitch is all a woman has to hang on to.
For more pearls of wisdom from the film Dolores Claiborne, tune into Earhammer with Ramel Wood every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Dolores Claiborne Minute, where I recap 1 minute from the film every week, exclusively on Radio Free Brooklyn.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and I'm Joey Gay, stand-up comic and voice of cartoon frogs.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head.
You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn. You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's your girl, of course, Queen T, a.k.a. Mrs. Jones, and I'm here with my better half, D Stacks, a.k.a. Mr. Jones, and we are the Joneses. Me and D Stacks are a power couple. We out here on our grind, making moves together by the grace of God. Kicking It with the Joneses is live every Tuesday. That's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We bringing it to you straight up, telling it like it is, covering Brooklyn news, trending news, and hood news, keeping it 100. It's important to tune into our show, not only because we are dope, but you can win free stuff. We will have special giveaways, not every show, but often enough. We had a great show last week. We received so much feedback. If you missed the show last week and would like to hear it, you can go on Mixcloud, which is where you can find all of our previous episodes. Last week, we had a special gift guest, Swag on a Hunter, straight out of Flatbush, Brooklyn. Shout out to you, Swag on a Hunter. That was a dope interview. We appreciate you coming through. Shout out, Swag on a Hunter. Shout out, Flatbush. And last week, we gave out the code word for the Valentine's Day giveaway. So, yes, we have another giveaway, and it's for Valentine's Day. So, basically, what you got to do, you got to tune into our show, listen to the entire show. At the end of this show, we will be giving you a code word. Last week, we gave out the first code word. Then this show, we will be giving out the second code word at the end of the show. So, if you missed last week's episode, you can go to our Mixcloud to hear it so you can get the code word. Also, don't forget, if you like the show and want to donate or just want to donate to Radio Free Brooklyn, you can do that at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. We have, it's good if you can donate to sponsor our show. That is really dope to keep this station afloat. Also, check out our Facebook page and like it.
The trending topic we're going to be talking about today is a Florida newborn who was abducted from her mom's hospital room and found 18 years later. This happened in 1998. But what is crazy about the whole situation is the lady was posting as a nurse and told a new mom her daughter had a fever and she needed to get checked out. I blame the hospital for having light security in the infant wing and the mom for not paying more attention, meaning she tell you your child have a fever and put your child in her arms and walk out. That should have been a red flag because they always use the basket with the wheels.
True. So let me just give you a little history or, the info, the full info of this story. that D-Stax is talking about. So he's talking about the case of Kamaya Mobley. Here's the actual report from 1998. On July 10th, 1998, the day Mosby disappeared, a kidnapper dressed as a nurse and wearing a blue smock with flowers and surgical gloves was captured in a grainy surveillance video at the hospital. Mobley's mother, Shanara, who was 16 at the time, told investigators that a woman dressed as a nurse entered her hospital room. The suspect remained in the room with the victim and continued helping her and talking with her, said the incident report filed with the sheriff's office. The mother asked the woman to place her daughter in a baby carrier, but she instead left the room with the child, claiming she had a fever, according to the report. Shanira Mobley believed the woman was a hospital employee. And that was reported in the Jacksonville report. Hospital staff believed the woman was a relative of the Mosbleys. So this was what she said. "Please bring back my baby." This is what she cried during an interview with WJXT at the time. "If you are faking a pregnancy or you just can't have no kids, how do you think I feel? That's my first child. Sitting in a room with an empty bassinet and unopened baby toys," the mother added, "that would be the happiest thing in the world for me, to hold my baby and know she's not going anywhere else." The abduction made national headlines. Authorities searched the hospital and surrounding areas. Helicopters was brought in and roadblocks were set up. Hospitals in Jacksonville and beyond increased security in maternity wards. WJXT, they reported this. Shanira Mobley was rewarded $1.5 million after settling a lawsuit against the former University Medical Center, the stations reported. She has since had three other children. For at least a decade, Wilma Atkins, the grandmother, this is the father's mother, she blames herself for not acting on her suspicions. "Why had that nurse been carrying a pocketbook?" she said. She had one after passing her in the hospital. So, D-Sax, you are 100% right. They should have been paying more attention, especially if the nurse walking around with her pocketbook. Like, that's kind of sketchy. I'm not sure what nurse walk around with their scrubs, their gloves, and a pocketbook. That's kind of crazy.
And Gloria, the lady who did that, Gloria Williams, faces charges of kidnapping and interfering with custody. She was not eligible for bond, according to a sheriff's office statement. If she gets convicted for first-degree kidnapping, she could face life in prison. Or third degree, she could get 5 years of prison. I suppose just charged because the child was in good health and the real mom got a $1.5 million settlement. So it's kind of worked out for the both sides. Plus, the real mom was 16 at the time.
Even though she got a payout, I'm pretty sure she felt a void all these years. They said that each year on the girl's birthday, the mother would buy a cake and cut a piece for a decade. She would freeze the piece in hopes that her daughter would be found. And it's after a decade that she had another child. So at the end of the day, yeah, she got a settlement or whatever, but that doesn't, that don't take the pain away. Like, first of all, you're 16, your boyfriend in jail. Like they said that the father was in jail for actually sleeping with her because she was underage or whatever. So your baby daddy in jail, you're 16, you having this baby, and then you carry the baby for 8 months, and the next thing you know, your baby gone. Like, that has to be traumatizing. I don't care how much amount of money she was given, that did not fill that void of her losing her child. It had to be tragic for her, especially at that age. I think the whole situation is sad, and Gloria, and then they said that Gloria Williams, she actually had a miscarriage. So that probably explained why she stole the baby. But we're going to go into a quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to finish this story about Gloria, Shania, and Kamaya.
Yo. I don't want to do this no more.
I was giving you more than I could afford it. You're sick of me nagging. You say I just sound like a broken recording. Look, I don't mean to nag you. I just want to take the time to tell you all the things I never had to. The shit I'm keeping all inside is more than past due. I should have said it when I had you. but I ain't want half of you. You only tell me half the truth. That's when we get to fighting. I'm hitting up on niggas just to get back at you. But you got ultimate revenge. You texting your phone from your ex that you sent. You ain't tell me I was speaking again. On the low was really creeping again. I guess it's just too much to ask, and I'm getting tired of asking. You can't commit to me cause you are still holding on to your past. You say you can't get over that, and I'm convinced that you don't want to. So trying to figure out just who you belong to. Who you belong to. Yeah. I came to conclusions of what you be doing when I'm not around. You think I'm stupid, but don't be confusing me with other bitches that you had around. I don't wanna lose you, but I feel like you've been drifting away. Just talk to me, feel like you've been slipping away. So what's it gonna be? Can we work on you and me? I'm trying to get back to how it used to be. I say you're changing, but you swear to me that you're still the same. And I just want my baby back. This loving I'm missing, I'm craving that. And I just can't take you off my mind. Believe me, I've been trying. I know that we both said things completely out of line, but I knew you would find your way right back to me. I wanna hear your actions speak up louder than your words. Show me I deserve somebody who can show me something other than the hurt. That's why they ain't lasting. We gon' make it past them. I don't wanna stress you out, and I don't wanna sweat you either. But if I don't put my foot down, you'll just be around for as long as I let you be the. You know you can't live without me, and I can't without you. You picking and choosing, don't know what to do. And if I'm what you want, then better come. I just can't take you off my mind. Believe me, I've been trying. I know that we both said things completely out of line, but I knew you your way right back to me. I wanna hear your actions speak up louder than your words. Show me I deserve somebody who can show me something other than the hurt.
Okay, we back live. The artist named Shanae Renee. The first song was called Stupid, and the second song was called Gordon B. The artist named Shanae Renee. You can find her on Facebook, YouTube. It's called, her name is Shanae Renee. First song was Stupid, and the second song was Gordon B. Okay, before we went to break, we was talking about the ATO was kidnapped from the hospital. She just recently spoke out publicly and said that she don't consider the person who kidnapped her to be a criminal. She considered her to be her mom. But of course, she would support the only mom she knew. And she said she wasn't a bruise, she was loved. The whole situation had caused damage to both families. When a kidnapping mom received her punishment, this may cause the daughter to have ill feelings for her real parents. A lot of people can say they feel the real parents' pain, but if you never lost a child or if your child was never kidnapped, you cannot feel that pain. So you don't know what that family is going through.
Yeah, I also want to add that hospitals have improved. They now have Amber Alerts for babies called Code Pink. And also, when I had my babies, they had us, we had to be scanned. Like, they had to, you know, log us in or whatever, scan us, and then no one could leave the hospital without your baby. But I agree that that's the only mother she knew. So, of course, she would still have that love for her. Her exact words were, "I still feel the same about her. There's nothing different," she said. "My feelings towards my mother will never change. I'll probably cry more than I have in the past, definitely. But it's nothing we can stop. I'm just going to take it and keep going." And the arresting warrant for Gloria Williams, she's 51 now, filed in the case was Wednesday, said that the 18-year-old told a friend a year and a half ago that she was the baby stolen from University Medical Center in July 1998. This was about 2 years ago when she wanted to apply for a job. This is what she said. "I never had any ID or a driver's license, but other than that, everything was totally normal," Moby told the New York Times. So, Charles Mingo, he's the guy who he believed that she was his daughter, and she believed that that was her father or whatever. And he came out with the following statement. "I understand what's going on, but she's still my child. One of the hardest things she said on Friday was, 'Dad, I love you,' even though she knows what's going on," he told ABC in an interview. "I talk to her every day. The attention is overwhelming to her. She's still processing everything. It's a shock to me. It's a bigger shock to her." This is what Mobley said. I mean, the Charles daddy, he did a whole interview crying on TV and stuff. So in response to his interview, Kamaya, she blasted her fake father, and this is what she said. "He did nothing. He was the reason I didn't go to my senior prom. He was not there when I moved to Georgia, never saw him." She then went on to suggest that he had not helped with child support and gave credit to the woman she called mom, Gloria Williams, the kidnapper, for bringing her up. "He liked to bring up a $40 check a week. That's nothing but $160. My bundles of weave cost $290. So she went on to say, "You do the math. Who was there? Gloria Williams. So what is a Charles Mingo?" Her rant didn't stop there. She went on to say that while her father worked in a car dealership, it was actually her grandfather who gave her her first car. "I called my granddaddy daddy, and he earned it. I can count on my fingers how many times I spent the night at your house, Charles."
And a lot of kids say their dad wasn't a good dad. Maybe it's true, but in my opinion, you can't really be a great dad if you don't live with your kids.
Not
I'm not talking about adulthood, but on another note, to get back what we was talking about, you know, a similar case like this happened in the Harlem Hospital in 1987, and a child, Kalia White, was missing for 23 years, and she was found because she wanted to get prenatal care, and she couldn't get a birth certificate. So she became suspicious. She contacted the National Nutrition for Missing and Exploited Children, and DNA confirmed she was missing and kidnapped. This happened in 2011, and in 2012, the lady who kidnapped her was given 12 years in prison and 3 years probation. The child's real parents said they had difficulty trying to get to know their now adult daughter.
So I just want to piggyback on what you said, D-Sax, that you don't think that you could be a good dad outside of the home. I don't believe that. I think you can be a great dad outside the home. It's the work that you put in it. Like, at the end of the day, whether you went home, just because you live with me don't mean you're a great dad. So if you outside of the home, you could be a great dad. You don't got to live here to be a great dad. Like, you still could do things that father's supposed to do. The definition of father is actually provider. You still can provide for me and be there for me without living with me. There we got so many dads that's actually in the households that's deadbeats. But let's to backtrack on Carlina White. That so yeah, that would be hard for anybody because it's been so many years. But the update to that story is in 2013, Carlina White, the woman kidnapped as a baby, tried suing the hospital she was kidnapped from for $2 million. But the judge says she can't because her parents, real parents, already did. They got $750,000 that was supposed to be set aside for her. In the 1992 settlement until 21, if they didn't find her, by then it can't be spent. But after it was released and the parents spent it, her relationship with her biological parents has since worsened. They say it's part due to the media that they to date, nothing has changed. I mean, honestly, like, you would, at what point do you lose hope? Like, obviously, they had to lose point. If you so distraught and hurt that, you know, they did this to you, your baby is missing, and then you get this large settlement.
They forgot about the baby.
I wouldn't say forgot about it, but let's think this through now. Are you really going to take that money and put it in a bank account and say, all right, I'm going to keep this here for 21 years, hoping I get my baby back?
They went on a shopping spree with that money.
I mean, I don't know what they did, but you never know. Everybody deal with pain differently. Maybe going on that shopping spree help ease some of that pain that they didn't have their kid. I honestly thought that them receiving that amount of money, that judgment should never been put on it. It should never been, all right, I'm going to give you the settlement, but you need to save it for your kid. I don't have my kid. Y'all lost my kid. Give me my kid, and then when y'all find my kid, give me some more money.
I agree, but the lawyers got half of that money, so they ain't really get that much.
But I think it's just sad at the end of the day, and a lot of times they give you that money so you can just keep quiet because they done screwed up or whatever. Because at the end of the day, we finding out these stories nationwide when these kids been found, but when they first went missing, it was within that state. It wasn't really you know, a nationwide type of thing. But honestly, I don't think that they should have ruled, okay, you get this money, but you got to save it for your kid. And she can't get mad either. She can't be like, oh, y'all spent my money. It wasn't your money. I went through this pain. You had a good life. You thought that was your mommy. I'm the one who knew and had to live day to day knowing my kid is missing. That ain't your money.
Actually lives her money.
You need her money.
What they should do, they should go back to putting the missing kids in back of the mailbox, because then that would be more efficient. Because going online, who really goes online to check that website? Very rarely.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder how many kids were found in a result of the milk carton.
Probably more than just going to the website. Again, with you, a lot of the kids on the website, you probably see them walking around every day, but you don't realize it because what would draw you to the website?
True, but then again, milk is expensive. Ain't nobody got time for that. Imagine how much more money milk would be if they put somebody's kid picture.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Maybe. But at least her parents got the closure they was looking for, knowing that she was found alive. Yeah. That was some heavy weight lifted off their heart.
That's true. That's definitely true. I know they've been waiting for that call for years and years and years. But all right, so now we are going to get into our up and coming artist/underground artist segment, where we play a song by an underground artist to showcase their talents. If you know anyone who is an up and coming artist and they are trying to get their music out there, just hit us up and we will play it on our show. You can email us at thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. Like our page or you won't get played.
Yeah, we had to change the playlist today because four songs got dropped off. But, you know, it is what it is.
We give you instructions. I mean, we playing this off the strength of we want to help you get your music out. But at the end of the day, we help you. You help us. Like our page. That's the only requirement that you have to do, is to like our page on Facebook. You don't like our page, we really don't have to play your music, straight up. But, you know, we nice like that. But you have to like our page. Like our page or you won't get played.
But if you like the post, you let you slide a little bit. But you can't like all the posts. But anyways.
Like our page or you won't get played. Straight like that.
We about to play these two songs. And when we come back, we're going to tell you who the person is.
Yes.
Remember when you were innocent? It was so long ago. You looked so damn fine. I almost lost my mind, but you paid no mind to all of them guys trying to get that thing from you. Get that thing from you. It
it was pretty odd at first that my first move went straight up your skirt. Cause you know I play it real smooth like an operator. You give me your number, I'ma call you later. Got to know ya, I wanna feel ya. Something about this feeling got me feeling familiar. You know that it's been so long, oh girl, it's been so long.
If you be my girl, then you'll never have to worry. If you be my girl, then tonight we write a story. Let me into your world, then you step into mine. Then we run this thing till the end of time, baby. Yeah, till the end of time, baby.
We was like family, holding hands, making plans. In my mind, you was my man. Your lips irreplaceable, your touch irresistible. Not to sound so predictable, you leave me yearning more and more. I don't care if you was rich or poor, I'm trying to make what's mine is yours. I'm trying to explore your inner core, so let's take it back, for sure.
If you be my girl, then you'll never worry. If you be my girl, then tonight we write a story. Let me into your world, then you step into mine. Then we run this thing till the end of time, baby.
She's like, no money when you first get paid. Blow it all in one night, staying up late. Blunts to the face, make love by the lake. It doesn't really matter how much it would take, but everything changed cause now we're grown up. Too many times I didn't show up when I was needed, mistakes repeated. I wanna go back in time and delete it.
If you be my girl, you don't ever have to worry. If you be my girl, then tonight we start a story. Let me into your world, then you step into mine.
Time I seen her, I couldn't stop looking at those eyes. I couldn't talk. First thought that came to me, I gotta have. Second thought that came to me, yeah, she bad. So I walked up to her, like, what's your name? Wouldn't you like to know? Well, mine is Shane. Okay, cute attitude, two could play this game, but I'm not trying to gamble. I got too much to gain. Rough around the edges and people's skills was poor, but something about this girl had me coming back for more. Body hard, skin soft, Tomb Raider, Lara Croft, but it's real life now, it ain't Sony, Microsoft. Told her we should chill, I live in Lower Boston. Then she giggled at me, you should do that more often. Staring at her eyes got a spell on me. Staring at her eyes got a spell on me.
I've been loving you. I've been loving you. You know I do. I've been loving you. Yeah, you know I do. I've been loving you. Yeah, you know I do.
She's the type of lady you can spend money on. Spend money with. She's a fly chick. She's the type of lady you can lay down with. laid down with. She's a down chick. She's even the type of lady that will come through with an attitude just to make a nigga fool. Let me show you gratitude and slide right behind you. Hold on tight, I'ma show you how a nigga do. I've been loving you. You know I do. I've been loving you. You know I do. I've been loving you.
Me thinking of you, thinking of me, thinking of you type love, or me telling my friends more than I've ever admitted to myself about how I feel about you type love, or hating how jealous you are, but loving how much you hold me all to yourself type love, or seeing how your first name just sounds so good next to my last name, and shit, I wanted to see how far I could get without calling you, and I barely made it out of my garage. See, I want a love that makes me wait until she falls asleep, then wonder if she's dreaming about us being in love type love, or who loves the other more, or what she's doing at this exact moment, or slow dancing in the middle of our apartment to the music of our hearts, closing my eyes and imagining how a love could.
All right, we back live. That song was by Shaney Poole. Called, first song was called Girl Next Door. The second called, song was called Been Loving You.
You know I do.
You can find him on YouTube. You can find him on Facebook. And you can find him on SoundCloud. His name is Shaney Poole. The first song was Girl Next Door. The second song was called Been Loving You. All right, we back live. If you want your music played on Kicking It With The Joneses, Radio Free Brooklyn, hit us up on our Facebook page or email us at thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. Again, at thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. When submitting your music, let us know where you from and whether or not if you signed to a label. All right, the next topic we're going to be talking about is nursing homes and nursing home abuse. As you know, nursing homes provides help for the seriously ill people. Mm-hmm. These facilities offer 24-hour supervision, nursing care, rehabilitation programs, and social activities. If you're not sure if a nursing home is appropriate care facility for your loved one, you should ask these questions. Does your loved one need specialized healthcare services? In a nursing home, the only option where your loved one will receive the medical care or he or she needs? Are you emotionally and physically exhausted and ready for a break from your caregiving role? Does your loved one need post-hospital rehabilitation following an illness or injury? Have other alternatives been exhausted? Is a nursing home more cost-effective than other living alternatives?
The level of care provided by a nursing home can be either intermediate or skilled. Intermediate care is given to individuals who need assistance with activities of daily living and some health services and nursing supervision, but not consent nursing care. This type of care is usually requested by a doctor and given by a registered nurse. In contrast, skilled nursing care is given to individuals who need 24-hour medical supervision, skilled nursing care, or rehabilitation. Again, a physician's request may be needed for admissions. Additionally, a few facilities offer a third level of care, custodial care. Individuals receiving custodial care need supervision with personal care and other daily living activities, but do not require the help of a practical nurse. Individuals suffering from dementia, including Alzheimer's disease, are often given this type of care.
You should investigate nursing homes as soon as possible for two reasons. First, it is always easier to make critical comparisons when you are facing an immediate emergency. Additionally, you should give yourself time to consider more than one facility because these types of facility are often in high demand. When investigating nursing homes options, find out whether the facility is government certified. Mm-hmm. If your loved one plans to use Medicare or Medicaid for payment, check the living coverage of these as well by contacting the local Social Security offices.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that about 2 million people aged 65 or older are currently residents of one of the more than 16,000 nursing homes operated in the U.S. And as the number of people residing in nursing homes grows, one of the unfortunate results is that they may not be receiving the high level of care that they deserve. While some residents are neglected, many others fall victim to active abuse by caretakers and other staff members.
Physical abuse includes the intentional infliction of physical harm of a resident, including slapping, punching, kicking, use of excessive restraint, you know, straps, examples be straps, chains, belts. You know, we see some parents in the street do that to their kids, so everybody should already know what that is. The withholding of prescribed medications or the administration prohibited medications and can assume physical abuse. Also, a lot of home health aides be abusing the elderly. So it's not only in nursing homes, but in private homes also, sometimes even by family members. Physical abuse of a nursing home resident might be the most easiest detectable form of mistreatment. This is primarily due to obvious physical symptoms that a resident may suffer and show. So what are some warning signs of physical abuse? A caregiver won't allow you to be alone with the resident. Undisplayed injuries such as broken bones, bruises, or scars. Reports of refusal to take medications or medication overdose. And unsuspected signs of restraints on the wrists, the legs, the head. It could be other places too.
Also, financial exploitation of elders in nursing homes. Elderly people are particularly susceptible to fraud and exploitation. This is especially true of residents of nursing homes who, whether due to failing mental capacity or poor eyesight, increasingly rely on others for such basic tasks as reading mail or managing bank accounts. This kind of reliance also makes older people easily targets for financial abuse, and sometimes family members do this to the elderly also, which is a daggone shame. There are three basic types of financial abuse common among elder populations: bank account / credit card account theft, scams, and health care fraud. Because of the very nature of the care they provide, caregivers often have access to their elders' patient bank account information. This can lead to several types of international abuse, such as identity theft or theft of funds. Older people also become prime targets for scams. These often take the form of supplication for contribution to non-existent charities. Another common type of financial abuse come in the form of healthcare fraud. This is where a caregiver, typically in a nursing home environment, charges money for services that are either unnecessary or are never actually performed. This type of financial exploitation can have a direct impact on the person's health because it often means that the resident is not receiving necessary medical treatment. This is a shame, a shame, a shame. And nursing homes are so expensive. It's ridiculous. But we're going to take a break from all of this nursing home talk, and we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to finish this topic about nursing homes.
Beats by TMC.
I'm from LG Projects, Lafayette Gardens, an environment where killers be starving for blood. You heard? This one cat named Ron K. used to come through with red bloodshot eyes. Dudes was shaking in their boots because he had a rep for gunning down niggas in the train stations, alleyways, and strange places. He heard I was the man in the projects, had it on lock. Carried a 45 mag and a Glock. Had the crack game on smash with the trays in the red tops. I heard he was whistling about me, so I had to step to him, see what it was all about. We met in the parking lot, in the back of the building. I had my hand in my pocket, finger on my trigger. If the crazy motherfucker acts stupid, I was gonna dissect his liver. He looked me in the eye, see it wasn't planned about my turf. He started smiling, shook my hand, said, "Un, you the motherfucking man. If you ever have any beef, I wanna be a gunman. Damn, I ain't no snitch. This is the realest shit I ever spit. I ain't no snitch. This is the realest shit I ever spit." it was another killer named Rashawn. Had about 50 bodies under his belt already. He rolled with another killer named Swells. They wanted to take over 456. My crack spot was making $5,000 a clip. I went and got my Uzi, fucking with my location. You was too choosy. Our half blood oozing out your head. I went in the building, smacked up his worker, a bitch named Leslie that used to suck my dick. Now she trying to play me, sell dope out my coop. I caught Rashawn by himself. He was shaking in his boot because he heard about the type of shit I would do in war. I was on some Van Damme shit. Quick with my hands, do back flips. Three bullets to your hip in the matter of a skip. He gave me a pound, said, un, I don't have nothing but love for you. You the motherfucking champ. He knew we didn't have no wins, so they left my spot alone. I got plenty money to the end. Young, smart hustler, real clever. Ran LG 3 years, happily after ever. Knew it. I ain't no snitch. This is realest shit I ever spit. I knew a cat named World. He was from LG. Had hitmen lurking all through the P's. He was thirsty for blood, fuck love and hug. $500 hitmans. Lowdown grimy thugs. He had a hitman named Porto. Did a nigga in the torso with a 45 auto. In summer, homeboy let it go. All I seen was blood covered in snow. He got knocked dead 25 years for a dope. Another hitman named Ebay murdered for a payday, about $500. That nigga well paid. He bodied two brothers, yes indeed, in the same week. Starving ass Ebay did it for a small fee. None of that fazed me. I gave World my Ice Cube CD. The America's most wanted. He ain't wanna return it. I ran 8 flights of stairs to get my Coke 45. Said, nigga, if I don't get my property back, it's gonna be a catastrophe. Then, him and his crew surrounded my building. And D, I caught feelings. Rolled behind the wall like a G.I. soldier. Ready to start killing. Make his days be over. He seen I wasn't playing. Wanted to come to a truce. Gave me back my CD like what's the use. Respected my gangster. Knew I wasn't no prankster. I ain't no snitch. This the realest shit I ever spit. I ain't no snitch. This the realest shit I ever spit.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. Huh? You think you can do this shit? Jay! You think you can do this to me? You motherfuckers will be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you. Shoe program, nigga. 23-hour lockdown. I'm the man up in this piece. You'll never see the light of day. Who the fuck you think you fucking with? I'm the police. I run shit here. You just live here. Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go on, walk away, because I'm going to burn this motherfucker down. King Kong ain't got shit on me.
I found a sample one day with snitch who was never okay. My daddy showed me the way to sit, kid, a bag and be safe. Raised from my OG, but I'm on that new school. And I ain't fucking with these fake bitches, I call them Nunu. Niggas, they FUBU, reason they gon' choose you. They running the battery in your back and they gon' lose you. And you gon' settle for that shit just like you used to. I got some eating savages, niggas, I call them loose goons. If you ever doubt me out, you never been a friend. You ever count me out, I'm counting Benjamins. You ever cross me out, I might commit a sin. Stomp your bra, Brooklyn shit with just my Timberlands. I hopped in the car, I'm pushing the start. I'm going so hard, harder than teeth on the sharks. I'm what they gon' want, these niggas is stuck. Might fuck with Colombians that be down from the Knox. First lady the mob, that's when they put me in charge. Diagram for the bars, I never look at the charge. I'm running the race, I'm keeping the pace. I don't like talking to these bitches, duct tape to the face. Self-paid, shorty,
pretenders. If I show you one or two things, then I make you a trender. Female virgin in the streets, no, I ain't talking about Meek. I'm grounded through thunder, I came from the gutter. My banker do numbers, now I'm ready for summer. A daughter to mother, it's just us and it's no other. My daddy is gone, I put pain in my song. I've been through it all, I'm just up from the falls. I gotta stay strong, from me to the dogs. I keep them on call, what the fuck did you thought? Cause I'm what they gon' pay for. So tell the industry I'm who they making space for. Petite chick, she hungry, ready to take it all. If I see a crown on his head, nigga, just take it all. Fuck is y'all niggas talking about, huh? It's 2017 and I'm here. Yeah, it's Lola. Y'all niggas is just mad cause I got three dogs to stick at your ass, nigga. You ever seen a sexy bitch spit so gangsta? Feed the family. It's T-Baby. Lola.
All right, we back live now. First song was by Mitch Rose called No Snitch. And the second song called by Lola Brooke out of Brooklyn called 2017 Flow. They both from Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn. You know, Brooklyn artists, we send us a lot of music. We stay, we be playing a lot of Brooklyn artist music on the station.
Right.
But we got love for, you know, everywhere. Cali, Connecticut, everywhere that send us music.
Facts. Like our page or you won't get paid.
All right. Like Queen T said. But before we went to break, we was talking about nursing home and Bruce. So let's talk about what are some warning signs to look out for to tell of the residents is suffering from financial abuse. So some warning signs you can look out for: unexpected changes to wills or powers of attorney, suspicious addition of beneficiaries to life insurance policies, disappearance of personal property or money, you know, unexpected changes to credit cards or withdrawals of account funds, you know, unpaid bills. We could look for some of the signs too, not only a nursing home, for my own home too, because some of them, you know, some of that be happening too. So besides nurse home and your own home, some of that stuff be going on.
What, to the elderly you mean, or you just mean in general?
I mean in general. So it could be the elderly, it could be young, it could be old, your pants around, you know, money gone. It's just a general.
Facts. Just make sure I'm in that will. So there's even sexual abuse in the nursing homes, which is kind of crazy. Is even though it's not a widely discussed issue, it is an unavoidable reality that nursing home residents sometimes become the victim of sexual abuse. They must most often completely rely upon others to provide the care, of course. Additionally, if sexual abuse does occur, the resident is often faced with reporting the abuse to the very person who may be the predator of the crime. It is important to remember that sexual abuse isn't limited to just physical contact between two persons. It can also take the form of verbal communication or other acts, such as requiring the resident to unnecessarily disrobe in front of a staff member or other person. Also, sexual abuse of the elderly can happen other places than a nursing home. I know that we all know about, which I reported here on the show, about that Brooklyn man that was convicted of attacking and raping an 82-year-old woman in her Brighton Beach home last year, which was definitely crazy. He was straight up crazy. So I'm going to give you some warning signs of sexual abuse towards the elderly, which may include complaints or reports of injury around the genitalia or breast, diagnosis of sexually transmitted disease, STDs, stain or torn clothing or bedding, and unexplained vaginal bleeding. So it's good, like, to check these things. If you have a family member that may be in a nursing home, it's good to, like, check through their things, check their clothes, check their beddings, because you just never know, and just talk to them. I mean, a lot of them could be afraid, because at the end of the day, you may check these things, but you're going to leave them there. So it's really important that you check these things, because it can be going on and it can be closer to home than you think.
Facts. And I don't see how that 20-year-old got off on spoiled milk. I don't get it, but you know. It is what it is. For the last nurse home abuse is called abandonment, which occurs in a nursing home when a resident of a nursing home is left unattended without the ability to obtain necessary food, proper clothing, shelter, or medical care. Unfortunately, residents are sometimes annoyed and neglected by caregivers. Nursing homes are not excluded from the form of abuse because of the shortage of nurses and caregivers today. So what are some symptoms of nursing home abandonment? Nursing home employees that leave a helpless individual parked in a public space unattended is committing abuse. Yeah. Involuntary seclusion and exclusion from friends and visitors is abusive and illegal. When adult phone calls or mail is not private, nursing home residents may be a victim of abandonment. Anytime a nursing home resident reports abandonment, the reports should be investigated. To me, I'm not really fond of nursing homes because I think they make your loved ones die faster. And a lot of people be quick to put their parents in nursing homes. Then when they put them in there, they forget about them. And it's not because they don't have no choice. Because everybody have choices in life. Some people just get tired of their parent that's old, dementia, keep harassing them. They want their own space. They just dump them in their home and forget about them. Then when they go to the funeral, they hollering and crying, say, I miss your mama, you know, knocking over the casket, you know, fake prophets. But the other versions of it.
So here's my opinion about nursing homes. Honestly, I don't think nursing homes are a good place for people to be. Basically, like D-Stack said, they're pretty much the way you be dropped off and where you just wait there to pretty much die. I think it's really sad, but a lot of people are in nursing homes. But we have to think about it because it's easily to say, oh, well, get a home health aide or get somebody for your parent to watch your parent. But at the end of the day, those things cost a lot of money and a lot of people cannot afford to. So the last result is these nursing homes. Also, even with we have here in Brooklyn, the heart to heart center for the elderly during the day, you know, they do act if it's a you don't stay there, you just go during the day, you know, you do activities, they take you on trips, you dancing, bingo, whatever for the elderly, which is fine. However, you have to have Medicaid to be able to go to heart, and if you don't have Medicaid, it is $90 a day. You got to be kidding me. At the end of the day, I ain't got time for that. I'll get you a bingo board and you play bingo by yourself because we download the app on the phone.
Well, I have family game night. That's all.
True that. But it's like a thing for they could be like, so they don't feel like they at home all the time. And then some people can't leave them home because, like you said, they might have dementia or whatever. And, you know, it's not good for them to stay home all day by themselves, especially if they're not mobile, you know. But these things should not be that expensive. I mean, it really shouldn't. A lot of it, they should. I don't understand why heart to heart don't accept insurance, for one. Like, you take Medicaid, you might as well take insurance as well. Like, if you really doing this, like the founder of this company, if you really, really did this because you care about the elderly, you would not put that, oh, you either have to have Medicaid or $90 per day. I cannot afford $90 per day to put my elderly family member here to sit here and play bingo with the other old folks. Nobody got time for that. If you really care for them, you would not have them. You would not have them pay so much money. That doesn't make sense. But back to the nursing homes. Honestly, you shouldn't forget about the person that you have in a nursing home. That's insane, and it's not cool if you do forget about them because at the end of the day, they're still people and they still have feelings. So why would you dump them there and don't even visit? That's insane to me. Like, how you just forget about your blood? That's crazy. I don't like that, and I think that's insane. But like I said, some people are really where they have their back against their wall. They don't have that much support. They don't have the money. They don't have the funds that can help them to get a home health aid, or that can help them get somebody to come to the house. So they have no choice but to put them into this. And then you also, you know, some people could become certified to watch their family member at home. But at the end of the day, that little check is not good enough. That is not gonna help you stay afloat. So there, I could get on some things, I get why they do it. But at the end of the day, I don't think that's a good thing. And I don't think you should forget about your family member. That is why it's important to be healthy. It's very important to stay healthy so you won't find yourself in that predicament. Like, get checked out and know, like, you know, what is, you know, and then have a conversation with your kids while your kids are young and tell them, like, listen, I ain't with it. Don't do this to me. Because at the end of the day, these kids going to be like, well, she ain't never say nothing, so she go into the nursing home. So have this conversation with your kid. Just be open and honest about it and just see, you know, what they say, and then have a backup plan, because if they seem kind of sketchy, you should be saving up. You should be saving up, because you never know, they might just throw you in a nursing home. That's my opinion. But we are coming to a quick close, and so I want to give you the code word for our Valentine's Day giveaway. Please listen up. The code word for the Valentine's giveaway is unconditional. That's unconditional. That is the code word for our Valentine's Day giveaway. Unconditional. We gave you the first code word last week, and that is our second code word for this week. Unconditional. Keep tuning in to get the rest of the code words that will be revealed at the end of the show. If you have missed a few episodes and you would like to catch up, please check out our Mixcloud account, Kicking It With The Joneses, so you can be up to date with what we got going on. So we about to go to break, and we about to end really quickly and go and play our outro. You know how we do and stuff like that. But please, I'm going to say it again. The Valentine's Day code word for this week is unconditional. Unconditional. Oh, shout out to my big brother, Rome. Holla. His birthday is this Saturday. He getting old. He be 34 years old. Shout out to you. I wish you a very, very happy, 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 happy birthday. And shout out to my younger brother, whose birthday was on the 21st. Shout out to you. Happy birthday to you, Pop and Rome. I love y'all dearly. Turn up. Thank you for tuning in to Kicking It With The Joneses.
Facts. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for listening to Kicking It With The Joneses. Come kick it with us again, live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Look, we gonna go to the mall, you know, we gotta hit up the movies, then we gotta go get something to eat. Hey, but can you come pick me up first? I don't get paid till Friday, so everything's on you. Girl, I'm broke, 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 broke. Girl, I'm broke, 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 broke. Your man is broke, 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 broke. Yes, I'm broke, 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 broke. It's all you. Girl, it's all you. Say, babe, let's get some food.
I mean, that's cool.
I said, that's cool, but whatever we eat, girl, it's on you.
You know you gotta pay, though, right?
Cause I ain't got it. Ain't nothing in my wallet. Nah. You put your hands in my pocket, you gon' come out with way more length than a living room carpet. I know you had to pay the bad last time.
left a tip too. My mom just called and said she put some money in my bank account.
I got it.
It didn't come through.
I ain't got it.
So you know what that means.
That's right.
I hope you got some extra green.
That's right.
Cause that's right, girl. You gotta pay for everything. Girl, I'm broke. Girl, I'm broke. Your man is broke. Yes, I'm broke. It's all you.